Francisco metronoid. Avoid fluctuations in the BPMs we employ. If the tempo don't go, I'm annoyed. Check the batteries, we need beats that are better these days. Automatic anatomy regulates. I'd rather be back at the All Beat Academy. Scattering bites about those we shouldn't name, but hey, here we are. Translating binary into libraries of bizarre scribble patterns. Don't matter if I try very hard, my mind scatters. I focus on these 16 bars. I try to keep it close, but no, my clock speeds off. There's no way I can stop these thoughts, cause I'm hard-coded. I got this verse, don't recall when I wrote it. I downloaded every help file I could grab, but these words still piled up pad after pad. Hey, sorry that I didn't warn you, but if I did, would it be different? I spend way too much time second guessing, stressing, focus on what's next instead of today. Too many thoughts and too many scars, man. Think about it, there's no way that I can't stay. Sucked, but I guess he gave us something I never did. It was a needle in an exit. When she finally left, it was far from unexpected. Bottom line, people change all the time. It's strange, but today, man, you know I don't mind. In fact, I was stoked by the time that I packed. Like I woke from a bad dream, never looking back. And honestly, I wasn't innocent in this. I should have been the one to say you wanna finish this. I couldn't, she could, didn't argue or shout. Into the sunset, happy that I'm out. Sorry that I didn't warn you, but if I did, would it be different? I spend way too much time second guessing, stressing, focus on what's next instead of today. Too many thoughts and too many scars, man. Think about it, there's no way that I can stay. With the stuff around me, memories are pounding down. See, I need you to go away. Terrible person, it's true. I drove one drummer out the band, man, I guess I'm too rude. You're out there, Thundercracker? Well, fuck you. Nah, I'm only joking, man. Here's the olive branch, and while I'm at it, shit, might as well make a list. Now, let's see. I threw a lot of eggs as a kid, and I picked a few legs off some bugs and stuff. And just last night, I left the toilet seat up. Consisto metronoid.
Hello everyone, I'm back. It's been a while since I've done a live show. Welcome to Rat Hole Radio, another Rat Hole Radio. This is the fourth one, so I've made it past three, made it past the difficult second show as well. So hopefully things will be okay. I'm Dan. Welcome aboard, everyone. Thanks to everyone who's listening in the live and in the chat room stuff. I've had some trouble with the chat stuff. I couldn't decide which solution to use, because a few of you will probably know Linux Outlaws. In fact, most of you listening to this will probably know, if I'm honest, Linux Outlaws, because you've probably come across from there. And I was unsure about using IRC for chat, because I thought maybe it was a bit too geeky and people wouldn't quite get it, you know. But it seems to be working okay so far. I tried Meebo last time, which is another kind of web 2.0 thing, where I tried to embed that. And that kind of works, but it was a bit awkward, and it had parental guidance stuff on it, so you couldn't swear, and it seemed a bit pointless, really. I mean, we're all adults here, we can handle a bit of swearing, so I decided to try move away from that one. And then the original solution I tried on the first show was the actual Ustream chat thing, but that requires you to be a member of Ustream just to chat, which I thought was a bit much, really, and a few people said they didn't want to sign up for Ustream just to join the chat. So we're over on Freenode now. We're all good. Well, not all good, but where a lot of good IRC channels reside. You can find us there. It's on irc.freenode.net, And the channel name is Hash Linux Out. Fucking hell, Hash Linux Out. So I'm saying the wrong channel name. This is a great start. Hash Rat Hole Radio. Too many years of saying Hash Linux Out was there. Yeah, it's definitely Hash Rat Hole Radio. I'm almost certain of that. So if you want to join us, there's some people over there having fun at the moment. So please do. And that first track there, a few people in the IRC commenting about how much they enjoyed that one there. That was by a band called Optimus Rhyme, which is a quality name, I have to say. And they're a cool kind of nerdcore band, I suppose. I don't know. I have to confess, I don't know if they're still around, because I looked and that track's from 2006, which is quite a while ago now. The track was called Just Forget It. And it's when I looked, I couldn't really find any new stuff by them after kind of 2006, 2007. So I hope they haven't given up, because I like them, and a live band as well. Interesting to hear, you know, a rapper with a live band. I always like to hear that kind of stuff. To me, it sounded a bit like, I don't know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, kind of the band in the background a bit, with someone like, the rapper sounds like Del the Funky Homo Sapien. If you know him, you might get what I'm talking about. If you know the Gorillaz, he does the rapping bits in a lot of the Gorillaz stuff. So yeah, that kind of voice. So welcome along, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I've got quite an eclectic mix of music, as always. You might be able to hear that I've got a bit of a bunged up nose tonight, and All week I've been kind of nursing it, you know, trying to stuck my head in bowls of hot water, and I even tried pouring water through my nose, which is a bit of an interesting experience. One of these Indian things called a neti pot, where you basically get like a little teapot full of water, shove it up your nose, and pour it through. It says it's a warm... What does it say on the box? It says it's a warm, stimulating experience. Is it fuck? I tell you, it is really not nice. It's just like, it's like makes your eyes water, and certainly not a pleasant, relaxing experience. But if it clears your nose anyway. So I won't be doing a live track, I'm afraid, tonight. But I am going to have a bit of a vote for everyone listening live as to what track I will play later on. Obviously a pre-recorded track, one of these other tracks. I'll play later on, and hopefully next time I'll be able to get back to doing the live thing for you. So next up, I've got a bit of guitar music for you. This is a band called with the rather intriguing name called Day One a Porno. That's as in, you know, a porn film. I don't know where they get that name from, but they're quite cool, and they've got this kind of weird indie guitar thing going on, and the singer reminds me a bit of someone like Nick Cave. So he's got that kind of really weird, ominous voice going on, lots of echo, sounds good. So I hope you enjoy it anyway, and let's just make sure this is working. So this is, Day One a Porno, and I'll just play it for you now. Yeah.
full of crap.
That last track there was by Brad Sucks. Few people in the IRC channel getting onto that one. Quite a well-known Creative Commons artist. I talk a lot about Creative Commons, and most of the 99% of the music that I play is licensed under Creative Commons. Some other stuff I kind of blur the edges a bit, and you know, hope for the best. But hope the legal team don't turn up. But that was by Brad Sucks, and it's a cool tune. I like him. He's very cool, and all of his stuff is on Jimendo, which I talk about a lot as well. It's Jimendo.com. Links to everything that I play will be in the show notes. So if you hear something, if you like it, you can head over to rathole.radio. God, I'm making a right mess of it. ratholeradio.org, and you can look in the show notes there, and you'll find all kinds of information, pictures and links and stuff that I talk about, and all the tracks that I play, full track list, and there's like links to all them if you want to go and download them. As I said, you can do. That's the great thing about Creative Commons. So and before that, we had the intriguingly named Day One a Porno, which I find quite a strange name, and that was the song by them called Dark Mathematics. A few people, I mean, I said I had a bit of a Nick Cave, I was getting a bit of a Nick Cave vibe off the vocal, and a few people agreed with that. Also, someone else saying that they thought it sounded a bit like Jane's Addiction. Was it Jane's Addiction? No, Jesus and Mary Chain, not Jane's Addiction. Bit of a difference there. Thanks to everyone for listening. So, I should mention, I have a bit of kind of business left over from the other week. I was talking about, when I had Professor Click on last time, I was talking about Warp Records and a few other things, and I mentioned casually that Warp Records were part of the Bristol scene and whatever. So just to show you how completely wrong I am, I was a mate of mine, Howie H, if he's listening, I don't know, he might be in the chat room. He pointed out to me that I'm a fool, and that Warp Records are not from Bristol, they're actually from Leeds. So I'd just like to correct that error, and I apologise. I think in my defence, they came out around the same kind of time as a lot of the cool, like, you know, the big Bristol stuff was coming out, and that's my kind of excuse for that one. I think it was just that, you know, at the time I was kind of, I didn't know what the hell was going on probably, and it was all blurred. So I mentioned we were going to have a vote on what song I'm going to play later on, and I thought the only fair way to do that is for me to play you like a little 10 second, 15 second bit of each song, each candidate, if you will. There's only two. I couldn't be arsed doing that much work. There's only two. I should have got it like three or four, but there's only only two to choose from, so I'm going to play you a little bit of each kind of candidate, and then I'll give you the link for the vote, and you can go and vote, and at the end we'll decide which song we're going to play. So the first option I've got for you is a bit of rap, a bit of hip hop, and it's by the unmatchable Chuck D. I've already played quite a bit of stuff with Chuck D on it in this show. He's a guy who seems to understand the internet and the way it works, and he releases a lot of his stuff for free on the internet. Obviously, Chuck D from the huge Public Enemy, probably one of the greatest, well, not probably, definitely one of the greatest rap bands I've ever heard, and probably you'll ever hear either. Really great, and I like them a lot. So he did a tune called Ali Rap Theme, which was on his website, and I'm going to play a little kind of 10-second clip of that now. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of the start, so I hope the start's interesting, otherwise it may not be very good. And that'll be our first contender, so here we go.
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Let's go. The sun rises in the east off Kentucky fried streets. Catch the shuffle as the beats match the beats. Get used to me, flow like a fantasy, stung in reality, molded from clay in the alley. Whether the whole world's a stage or ring or an alley.
Yeah, I'm just teasing you with that one. I'm going to fade it out now. So that was the first contender that you can vote for. That's Chuck D. He's actually calling himself Johnny Juice. It's actually a mix by a guy called Johnny Juice, and obviously featuring Chuck D on the vocals there, on the rapping. Yep, so that's the first one. That's the first contender. And the second contender is by an Aussie band who sound a little bit like U2 to me, but kind of later U2 stuff. We have played one of their tracks on Linux Outlaws a long time ago. In fact, we probably played this track. They're a band called All Mankind, and this is a track called Can You Hear Me? So I'm going to play a little quick snippet of that, and then I'll throw up the vote in the chat room while we listen to something else, and you can all get in and decide what you want to do with that. So here's a little bit of their tune as well. Bit of a slow start to this one. I might let go a little bit longer.
Can you hear the crack from a hard life breaking? Can you see the flood from the waves of my regrets? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I've no more cards to play. In a corner, I surrender to your way. To your way.
Yeah, I'm fading it out there. That guy's definitely been listening to some Bono. I'm telling you, he sounds like Bono to me, which, you know, is no bad thing. Bono's very successful and a good singer as well. So, I'll throw up the link while I play the next tune for everyone listening live in the chat room who can decide on that one. And I'm going to play now another in our kind of series of words of wisdom. As I played you last time, I played you some Howard Marks, and I played you a bit of one of his live sets. And I'm going to do a similar thing now with George Carlin. I mentioned George Carlin a few times. A phenomenal comedian, fantastic comedian, very political. He had a big influence on me, along with guys like Bill Hicks, obviously, and a lot of others. He had a big influence on me and the kind of the way I think and all kinds of things. Very funny as well, though, and really interesting guy. Sadly, he died last year, and I was a bit gutted about that. Really great guy. Some of you might know him as a little tidbit of trivia for you. Some of you might remember him. He was in Bill and Ted, you know, the Bill and Ted films. He was Rufus, the Rufus, you know, the guy who was like their, I don't know, guru who taught them how to do time travel and stuff. He was in that, which I didn't realize until recently. So a great guy, multi-talented guy. This is George basically giving you some wisdom on the subject of language and how language changes. So I'm going to let you have a listen to that, and I'll be back soon.
They're only words. You can't be afraid of words that speak the truth, even if it's an unpleasant truth, like the fact that there's a bigot and a racist in every living room on every street corner in this country. I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms or euphemistic language. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. And it gets worse with every generation. For some reason, it just keeps getting worse. I'll give you an example of that. There's a condition in combat. Most people know about it. It's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language. Two syllables. Shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was 70 years ago. Then a whole generation went by, and the Second World War came along, and the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now. Takes a little longer to say. Doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had the war in Korea, 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high by that time. And the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. Hey, we're up to eight syllables now. And the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's totally sterile now. Operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam, which has only been over for about 16 or 17 years. And thanks to the lies and deceit surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still eight syllables, but we've added a hyphen. And the pain is completely buried under jargon. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I'll bet you, if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. I'll bet you that. I'll bet you that.
Future, which future? Live in the American system, which future? Live in the European system, which future? Live in the Algerian system, which future? For my family and my friends, which future? Live in Africa, which future? Live in Russia, which future? In the morning, if you want something on our table this evening, which future we've got to keep now, our future in our hands now, which future we got to get up in the morning, if we want something on our table this evening, which future.
Yes, what a track. I love that track. That was a lovely, fantastic bit of dub reggae there by a kind of dub, mixture of dub. It had that delayed delay effect going on the snare, which always signals dub to me. That's like, you know, that's the key, the signature. Yeah, so that was by a group called Irie Team. Irie? I like them a lot. They they kick ass, and they're French actually. There's a lot of, I played some French reggae before by Keep Cool Vibration. There's a massive reggae scene in France. I haven't been over there a bit myself and spent, you know, lived there a little bit. I know a bit about like their love of reggae. There's a real, like, everywhere you go, there's somebody with a Bob Marley t-shirt on or a poster of Bob Marley or something. You know, they're kind of obsessed with Bob Marley, which is no bad thing for me, you know. You can't mess with his bobness. And that was a song called Which Future. And before that, we had a bit of George Carlin laying down the wisdom. A few people asking me what that was about. I don't know, maybe they missed the explanation just before I played it. But yeah, a bit of George Carlin there. Good, he's cool. So yeah, I like a bit of dub. It's quite a long tune. And I did toy with the idea of fading it out because it's so long. But it's such a great tune. I just thought, I can't do that to it, you know. It's just worth listening to in full, so. Here we go. A few people saying, someone saying his bobness is Bob Dylan. Is it, fuck? I mean, I like Bob Dylan, but, you know. Anyway. let's move on then. So, if you want to get into the chat, as I said, the chat that I just mentioned, then if you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's not the voices in my head again, thankfully. It's actually a live chat room going on at the moment. It's on IRC. Hopefully some of you will know what I'm talking about. I know IRC, maybe for the non-geeks among you, might be a bit of a strange one, but if you go to webchat.freenode.net, you can go in there. You can enter the thing just from a web browser, so you don't need anything special. If you do know what you're doing with IRC, then the channel is called #RatHoleRadio, and it's on irc.freenode.net. If you go to the web interface, just type in #RatHoleRadio in the channel box, you'll be able to get it up. So next up, I'm going to play you a bit more hip hop, actually, a bit of a contrast. This is a guy called MC Lynx, who I found. He's another one off Jumendo. I seem to get all of my, well, 99% of my music off Jumendo, which is good because it means, you know, it's free culture, it's Creative Commons. You can download it too, share it. That's what we're all here for. So yeah, it's a guy called MC Light, and the song's called Summertime Wav. I don't know. Given my knowledge of kind of spending hours in front of audio editing software and stuff, I'm wondering if the song was meant to be called Summertime and he's accidentally, you know, put WAV at the end because it's a WAV file. That's that, you know, the .WAV extension, getting a bit geeky on you, but that's what it signifies to me. Anyway, just to give him the benefit of the doubt, because it says all over the place in different places Summertime WAV, so maybe that's what he's decided to call it. It's a bit of kind of a bit of modern hip-hop for you. So as you can tell, I'm just waffling now while I try and find the song. Right, there we go. And have a listen to this. Good rhyming style, I like it. Good content too. He's a bit different. He's like an anarchist. He's obsessed with smashing the system and anarchism and stuff. And having played a bit of Public Enemy or a bit of Chuck D and their whole kind of fight the system, fight the power, you know, fight the powers that be, and all that. Yeah, boys. So I think it kind of fits in. So I hope you enjoy this. This is MC Lynx with Summertime WAV.
Summertime heat up in the streets of Cali. I raise my face to the sun, drinking tea up as I rally the troops. We expand like parachutes, defying gravity, running in combat boots. Feeling the heat of my skin, I came to win. MC to the links and I'm all up in the melody, the hook. Cops say that I'm a crook, but I'm flowing like a river, babbling like a brook. I took my styles back to school to redefine and redesign, and now I'm ready to prime. Take back what's mine, I spit flames to melt ya. Like walking on the sun, step on the scene and cops run before I ever touch a gun. Y'all, I'm finna blaze it up, and I don't mean to read. I see the capital of flames, even politicians bleed. So I'm spitting it precise, like y'all from blow guns. You best project your neck, I'm packing poison. Empires falling like autumn leaves, and when the winter comes and the power freezes, springtime, spreading for the world to birth. Summertime when we rise from the corners of the 5.5 million folks up in the prison system. Most of y'all too scared to stand up, so you're living in a cage, a police state built on hate, corrupt to its core. Now there's no need to debate. I analyze it holistic, see how things relate. So when you can't feed your kids, don't chalk it up to fate. I spit flows to vacate upper class residential. The only goal I ever had is up in my dental. Now there's a better world coming. Can't draw with a pencil, you could picture it yourself if you opened up your mental. But your third eye is blind from the glare of warfare. Poor people dying every day, the cops don't care. They're only there to protect the rich. We gotta switch up in the matrix. Consciousness is a glitch. Many minds flash frozen like they were fish sticks. But when the shit hits the fan, poor people resist. Empires falling like autumn leaves, and when the winter comes and the power freezes, springtime, spreading for the world to birth. Summertime when we rise from the corners of the earth. Take it to the streets like situationists, cause I live for the struggle, I never cease and desist. I'm organizing for the rev, if you ready, raise your fist. Militant on the mic, call me that super anarchist. Fuck the constitution, don't amend it, end it. Only rights that we have are the rights we defend it. From corporate plantations, where they work us to death, to the strip malls where they take what's left. The whole thing is a game, they're getting rich on the pain. 200 television stations playing the same thing. Turn it off, step outside, press my ear to concrete. Feeling the bass hit like the earth's heartbeat. I'm slinging CDs on the corner trying to make ends meet. Kicking flows in the cypher, magnifying the heat. From the sun's rays, rhymes blaze, these are the best days. Chilling with my folks, making plans on the beat plays. Empires falling like autumn leaves, and when the winter comes and the power freezes, springtime, spreading for the world to birth. Summertime when we rise from all corners of the earth.
Yeah, that was MC Light there. MC Light? No, that's a different one. MC, I do like MC Light as well. Good. Yeah, he's cool. But yeah, MC Lynx with Summertime WAV, as I said. Cool beat, nice rapping. Bit of a anti-system kind of anarchic content, which is always good. I wanted to mention actually that I've got a track. I got some news that I was going to tell you about. I've been looking through. Somebody sent me this earlier in the week, and I know that job situation's a bit rough at the moment. So I mean, if you're interested in a job, check out this listing. You'll have to go to the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. But this is a story from the BBC News about a job for a witch. I'm not joking. That's a witch, as in somebody who flies around on a broom. It's a story from the BBC News. I'll read you a little bit of it. It says here, a job centre is advertising a vacancy for a witch with the tourist site Wookie Hole in Somerset for £50,000 a year. That's what you get for being a witch. You know, it can't be a bad job for that, can it? I don't know Wookie Hole that well. If anyone's been there, you know, feel free to chip in. It says, the witch has to live in the cave, in the site's cave, is expected to teach witchcraft and magic. Wookie Hole staff say the role is straightforward. You have to live in a cave, be a witch, and do the things that witches do. The advert for the post was placed in the local press as well as job centres, applicants, it says applicants must be able to cackle and cannot be allergic to cats, which I think is amazing. I can't really cackle. You have to be able to cackle. So if you can cackle and you're interested in $50,000 a year and you're not allergic to cats, get down to Wookie Hole in Somerset because it's all going off. It says it's an interesting career opportunity. And the funny thing is, due to these wonderful politically correct times that we live in, they're not allowed to specify that it has to be a woman, which, so the men are allowed to enter. So get in there, lads. It's open for everyone, which it's a good story. So, sexual discrimination laws, it says here in the piece. They're not allowed to put gender-specific job descriptions. You gotta love it. Gender-specific job descriptions. We had that piece from George Carwin about shell shock before and post-traumatic stress disorder. That's another piece of bullshit, isn't it? Gender-specific job descriptions. I'm wondering what you'd have to say about that. So anyway, on to some more music then. I'm gonna change things up on you a little bit here. We've had some hip hop, we've had some reggae, some kind of dub, we've had some electro, kind of electro pop stuff. We had some George Carwin, of course, and we had a little bit of rock. But now we're gonna have some more kind of not experimental, but kind of interesting electro stuff. And this is by a band called Fuku Fuku. It's Fuku Fuku Fuku. It reminds me a bit of Austin Powers, you know, with that fook me, fook you business with the two Japanese twins. I think possibly a better name for this band would be Fook Me, Fook You, but never mind. They're called Fuku Fuku. And this is a track of theirs called Little Fox, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. beautiful song. A few people kind of disagreeing over that one in the chat room there. Yeah, that was a song. The first song there, as I mentioned, was by Fook Me Fook You. No, sorry, they're called Fuku Fuku. And that was called Little Fox. And the second song was by an artist called No Really. As in, no, really? It's a bit like, oh, really? Yeah, really? She's from the States, from California somewhere. And I really like that. I mean, a few people divided there, but I think it's a beautiful song. And she's got a good voice. And it's basically about being skinned, as you could probably guess. The song's called Stop Payment. And if you want to find out that, if you want to download it, it's on Jamendo. Head to Jamendo.com, or even better than that, head to ratholeradio.org, cha-ching, and get the links from there, and you can get the links to all the other tunes on there. So, a few people suggesting rather nicely that if our friend No Really wants to get some money, she could maybe apply for the job as a witch in Wookiee Hole that I mentioned before. Nice topical comedy there. All the good jokes come from the chat room. It's not me. I just kind of steal them. Yeah, so I want to thank Ben Webb, who's in our chat room at the moment, for sending me a recommendation for that. I liked it, so don't listen to anybody who doesn't like it in the IRC, Ben. I'm with you. I like that one. I think it's good stuff. So next up, I think I'll play you one track from this. I'm going to subject you to, and I say subject in every true sense of the word, to a song. I mean, as I said, I can't do a live track tonight because you might be able to hear I'm all bunged up and I can't really can't sing properly. But I am going to play you a song by my old band, and I think it's a bit of kind of ska punk. So if you don't like ska and you don't like punk, you're in for a rough time. But we were called Cagney because, I mean, I don't know why that name came about. Cagney spelt with a K, because I think we couldn't think of a name, and we were just sat there probably drunk and definitely stoned one night, and the singer said to me, what are we going to call the band? And I was like, fuck, I don't know. And then he said, why don't we just call it James Cagney? And I said, no, you can't call it James Cagney, it's far too long. And he said, all right, we'll just call it Cagney. And that was kind of like the sum total of the whole discussion. In some ways, this is people mentioned Michael Jackson to me a lot, obviously, because he's all over the news. You're not going to hear any Michael Jackson on here, don't worry. But this song's actually called Off a Wall, not Off the Wall, like Michael Jackson, Off a Wall. And it's about when our drummer fell off a wall, you know. So, who says we don't have deep, profound lyrics? So I haven't seen the guys in a while, but if by chance any of you are listening, get in touch, because it'd be good to catch up. So here we go. This is a bit of ska punk for you. This is Cagney, my old band, with a tune called Off a Wall. Hope you like it. Yeah, that's caused a bit of interest in the chat room there. That was Cagney, as I said, my old band, and that was me playing the kind of funky bass line, overly complicated bass line, and doing the girly singing on the top there, on the chorus, with the other two guys shouting in the background. Someone said it sounds like the Pogues with better... the Pogues doing a ska punk version of the Pogues with proper dental hygiene. I think that's probably accurate, apart from the proper dental hygiene, because if you'd met us, well, you'd know, basically, that we were just a mad bunch of bastards. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. So I thought I'd play something a little bit different, something that you can't hear anywhere else, and probably shouldn't hear anywhere else. So that was a bit of ska punk for you. Now, I think it's about that time when I should check on the vote and see how the vote's doing. So let's head over there and see how the results of the vote are going now. Here we go. I'm frantically filling here because I wasn't smart enough to load the page. 46 votes, that's pretty good. That's not bad. I'm quite impressed with that. 46 votes on what we should play tonight. The choices were, as I said, Chuck D, and somebody amusingly said, was I going to do the Chuck D rap thing? And no, basically, just no. That's just wrong. Wrong in every sense of the word. Wow, an incredibly close vote this week as well. So we had a choice between Chuck D, as I said, with his Ali rap theme, and All Mankind, who were that Aussie band with the singer who sounds like Bono, and a song they've got called Can You Hear Me, which should probably be the anthem of this podcast or radio show, because quite often things don't work and I'm stuck going, can you hear me? Can you hear me? But I've got bad news for all the people who were saying, please vote for the Aussies, because they've lost. unusually at this time, I mean, I know most people probably aren't interested in cricket, but the England are playing Australia at the moment and we're pretty much getting hammered. So it's nice to see the Aussies lose at something, even if it's only an insignificant internet poll. But that means we're going to listen to Chuck D with his Ali rap theme. So I'll just cue that up now. While I do that, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do. If you got any music you want to suggest, or, you know, if you're in a band, if you, you know, sing in the bath or whatever, I don't really care. If you want to send me some recordings, I'll have a listen to it. And if I like it, I'll play it. That's the rules. If I like it, it gets played. And that's basically all it comes down to. So if you want to send something to me, you can do. The address is show, S-H-O-W, at ratholeradio.org, if you want to email stuff. If you want to head to ratholeradio.org, you can get more information there. You can also, you know, if you want to follow the microblogs, are getting geeky again now, but if you want to follow the microblogs, we're on Twitter at the name's Rat Hole Radio, twitter.com/ratholeradio, if you want to follow that for updates. And also Identica at identity.ca. .ca/ratholeradio. You can get more information on both of those accounts. They're both kind of updated in tandem. So this is Chuck D with his Ali rap theme, and I'll be back after that with I've got one more track to play for you after that, and then that's your lot. I'm kicking you all out. So hope you enjoy this. This is Chuck D with his Ali rap theme, and I'll see you in a minute.
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Let's go.
The sun rises in the east of Kentucky fried streets. Catch the shuffle as the beats match the beats. Get used to me, flow like a fantasy, stung in reality, molded from clay in the alley. Whether the whole world's a stage, a ring, or an alley, stood up for the hood, up a power to the rally. Stand up for rights, left the Congress. Right here's to the man who never left. Muhammad Ali, don't take no mess. Left inspiration to the whole rest of the nation. In the rest of the world, shook up the world. All the men, women, boys, and the girls. Allahu Akbar is the root cause. God is good and God is cool. That's all that is, just don't get it confused. Get used to me, so what's my name, fool? Oh my goodness, it's Muhammad Ali.
I'm the king.
Holds his hands too low, dance too much, talks too much, yeah, y'all can call it what you want. Can't feed me, then you don't need me, don't squeeze me, can't house me, but never doubt me, till I'm gone, to the break of dawn, revolution in the house, rock on, rumble, come on, young man, rumble,
I'm gone, Sonny and George,
in the jungle, down goes racism, gotta beg my legs, thin line between an athlete and a slave, beyond the box, change the whole game, get used to me, now what's my name? Talk too much to lose. Can I box and dance to the anti-war stance? Under no circumstance see a damn thing wrong. With Vietnam and his words, Viet Cong. So here goes the Ali song.
circus, closed circuit. Call it what you want, cause we gonna work it. In order to lead the people, you got to love the people. To save the people, you gotta serve the people. To teach the people, you better reach the people. The greatest of all times, power to the people. Cultural analysis, power of the fist. Can you get with this swung on slip and happen to miss? The converted to those that never heard it. The burden is disturbing, history is hurting. Even let go sell, get a word in on the action. Here's a whooping on mass distraction, come on!
Yeah, no, sorry, it just almost caught me out there. That was close, but I think I just managed to catch it. That was the winner of today's vote. A few people not happy about the vote. Someone compared it to Iranian democracy. I said democracy is a bitch, and Gordon replied with, "Yeah, this is Iranian democracy." It's not Iranian democracy. There was two tracks. You voted. You lot voted. I didn't vote. So it was close. It was 54%. 54% voted for Public Enemy, or not Public Enemy, Chuck D on his own there with the Ali rap team, and 46% voted for the Aussies and All Mankind with their Bono sounding singer. So yeah, so that was good stuff. And I'm gonna wrap up now with the final track for you. This is an interesting one, actually. This is something, another kind of left field turn for you. It's not left field, because obviously their music isn't Creative Commons, so I can't play that. But it's a kind of it comes out of the left field, if you like. It's a band called Hobo Twang, which we've played a few times on Linux Outlaws, and they're from Germany, and which is strange, because when you listen to their music, they sound like a bunch of like rednecks, hillbillies and stuff. So I don't know how that works, but they've got a good sound going on. Bit of a Bob Dylan influence for all the Bob Dylan fans who were upset that I called Bob Marley the greatest Bob before. I will hear arguments for Bob Holness if you want, if we're talking Bobs. So thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everyone for getting involved in the chat. It's been a lot of fun. I've had fun. Come back in 2 weeks. I can't work out what the date is going to be in 2 weeks. 26th of June, something like that. Whatever it is, whatever the Sunday is around there. I should have really worked this out beforehand. Come back to ratholeradio.org/live. If you're listening on the podcast and you missed out on the live show, please come along and join in. You can have a chat with everyone, get involved, get upset about when your song doesn't get played and all that kind of stuff. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. And I'm going to finish with this song, as I said, by Hobo Twang, and it's called Gotta Walkin'. And it's a really cool bit of kind of redneck music, and I like it a lot. And as I said, they're from Germany, so a bit of a surprising one. So this is Hobo Twang. Don't forget, send me your emails to show@ratholeradio.org. If you've got suggestions, if you've got criticisms, if you want to just heckle me and complain about how bad about the your song not winning the vote, you know, there's a few people kind of upset about that. I'm going to play this now. This is Hobo Twang. I'll catch you in 2 weeks. Have a good one, everyone. Across the land, New York City.
myself to feel like wanna sell my car and finally buy me a motorbike. Or maybe a little band will do. Yes, I'm sure a band will do too.
Hanging on it.
Gotta walk in.